first item on the council agenda's communications. Please call the first item.
Item 656, request of Joe Walsh to address council regarding First Amendment of the Bill of Rights.
Oops. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Before we start, I would request, because I'm having some troubles breathing today, that if I go over to 3 minutes, it's going to be only a few seconds. So it's not very long, and I gave you copies in case I have to stop in the middle. My name is Joe Walsh, and I represent Individuals for Justice. Keith Davis sends his regards, and he wishes he could be here, but is barred from this body by a restraining order instigated by Commissioner Fish and his staff. Now let me go to the First Amendment. It has now been 48 days since we petitioned four of you to resign. All four of you are now present. And the people have the right and obligation to call for you to step down. You have, of course, refused to honor your position and remain to dictate what you millionaires, white politicians, think is correct. And you are wrong. We will be working to defeat the re-election of Danny Boy Salzman, a.k.a. Richie Rich, and Nick Fish, a.k.a. Benedict Arnold. In our opinion, the police department, under the direct command of Mayor Wheeler, a.k.a. Ted Violent, used excessive force on the 4th of June against innocent people with disabilities, children, and old people who were at Chapman and Lonsdale to show the imported right wing outright that this city stands for inclusion and not exclusion. Tell me what offense I committed or what law did I break sitting on a park bench when the bombs, chemical attacks, and shootings took place. You violated my peace. You violated the right to peacefully protest against what I consider lies and exclusions. You terrorized me and my friends from the Veterans for Peace. They got me away from the gas because the gas would have done seriously harm to me and could have killed me. You excluded the angels of this city, Teresa Refford, Mimi German, and sitting next to me, Star. And that tells me all about you and your corruptions. Resign now or face the people of Portland when they realize that you four, and now going on the fifth one, and this will be continued. Thank you for your patience. I would like to say one more thing about the shooting this morning. Again, the congressperson who was shot is somebody that would disagree with me on 99% of issues. However, it broke my heart again, because I keep seeing this country falling apart. And unless we all step back, all of us, that's why I wasn't here last week and I won't be here ever again, because I've given up on you. I will be outside with a bullhorn and I will blast you from 9:30 until 11 o'clock every Wednesday. And I will embarrass you until you really start to do things. Mayor, you just wrote a letter to the police chief asking what happened. You were in the command center on the 4th. He wasn't. Why are you sending a letter to him? He should be sending a letter to you saying what happened. You also are doing some good stuff with the homeless. You talk about it, and you say it's going to happen, but you're a liar, Mayor. I don't trust you. When you do it, I will sing your praises. The day you actually do something that's significant about the homeless in this city, I will come back and buy you a mocha.
Perfect. Deal accepted. Thank you, sir. I look